Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good afternoon. I mean, look, I know it's dreary. I know it's cloudy and rainy, and some of you are in some kind of moderate to heavy rain. I get all that. It's going to be raining for, you know, today and tomorrow and into to Saturday. Look, I've lived in Portland and Seattle, so this is no big deal. Plus, even when I lived there, I didn't let it bother me. We need the rain. The rain might mean crawfish at Christmas, which is pretty awesome. Instead of waiting for the spring, crawfish for Christmas. That's cool. But also, you know, I don't know. As somebody who's reclusive by nature, I like the rain because, you know, it kind of draws me into a comfortable environment. I love being out. I love being active. But I also enjoy the rain. And if you could find a way to like it rather than just hate it and think it's a miserable, horrible day, I'm sure the meteorologists are going to talk about how terrible it is. But, you know, I don't mind it. I know in some ways I might be a little weird, but I don't mind it at all. I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us. So the Catahoula Crunch is in town. That is the name of the ICE operation looking for illegal immigrants in the New Orleans area. And a lot of people are very concerned and scared. If they are Hispanic or appear to be Hispanic, they're concerned that they're going to be swept up in this, even though they're not illegal. And I understand that concern. So we're watching the situation and we'll see what happens. And as I have said many times, I understand why we need to get illegal people out of this country, especially those who have committed crimes. But this is more about showing a tough mentality and paying back voters who want all Hispanics out of this country, or they want many Hispanics. There are a lot of people who are not going to admit it, but you know, there are people who don't like people who don't look like them, which is kind of a shame because this country was built on the idea that there were people here, and the people here who came to build this new country didn't look like the people who were already here. And we somehow, well, it wasn't very pretty, but, you know, here we are now. And I didn't make those decisions back then, and neither did you, so we can't worry about that. But this is a very political thing. It's not just about getting illegal people out of the country. And when it comes to things like inflation that still continues to affect a lot of people and a lot of voters for the current president, that is something that continues, even though there was a promise to bring it to an end. And that hasn't happened. And it doesn't look like it's going to happen overnight. Although I got to say, the price of gas is down. I mean, I use the super premium in my car because I have a turbo engine. And it was like $3.59 a gallon the other day. I mean, that's very reasonable. Now, if you need gas, or if you're going to be traveling by one of the Buc-ee's in Foley or at the Minge exit in Mississippi, put in enough gas to get to Buc-ee's and fill up at Buc-ee's because their gas is, I mean, I think the other day, last time I was there, I noticed that their gas was like, you know, 80, 90 cents a gallon less. 80 to 90 cents. I mean, that's a lot. All right. We got a lot to get to this afternoon. Also, we're going to talk to Kevin Todd this afternoon from thesportsbrokers.com. He's always got a free pick for our audience, and he'll give you a free pick. And he'll also talk to you about how to turn betting into a business. So all of that is coming up at about 3:30 this afternoon. There is a new condition that comes from chronic marijuana use, using too much marijuana. It's called scromiting. This woman describes the pain that she was in as a result of smoking too much marijuana. And she said she was screaming with loud vomiting. And so this is now being referred to as scromiting. Screaming and vomiting at the same time, I can't even imagine. You know, without the power to scream, when in the past I had gotten drunk and had a hangover and was yakking, I wasn't screaming, and just yakking itself is bad enough. But apparently the abdominal pains that can result from smoking too much marijuana can cause people to scromit. Scream and vomit at the same time, and people are actually showing up in ERs with scromiting. So look, you know, I don't care what you're doing. Don't overdo it. I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, do heroin moderately or do coke moderately. Don't do coke. Don't do heroin. Those are bad things. Okay, so don't even do that stuff. But I mean, if you smoke marijuana moderately, you should be okay. I mean, you shouldn't overdo anything. Let me talk briefly about Zion being out again. So here's this heralded draft pick for the New Orleans Pelicans in 2019, and he has played in less than half of the games the team has had since he was drafted. Less than half of the games. And he's only played in 10 games so far this season, only 4 before the home crowd. Zion Williamson has been a bust for the Pelicans. A bad choice. Did they not know anything about his personality? Does that have something to do with this? I don't know the answer to that. The Pelicans lost again last night. They were beating Memphis. They had a sizable lead. But the Pelicans in the third and fourth quarter, they don't know how to hold on to a lead. And they're missing free throws. They're missing free throws at the same time the other team is making free throws. And I just don't see how that's acceptable. Zion has been this marquee player. And, you know, they build the team around him, but he's not on the court enough. And crowds have been very sparse. It's no secret that the city of Seattle and other cities are trying to get an NBA team. And instead of creating a new team, it would be easier to buy a team and move the team to Seattle. Are the Pelicans one of those teams that might move to Seattle or another city? I mean, I think that's possible. The Pelicans fired Coach Willie Green earlier in the season for lack of production. Assistant coach James Borrego is the interim coach for the Pelicans. But I don't hear a lot of serious talk about an aggressive search for a new coach. Maybe that doesn't happen during the season. Maybe teams can't steal a coach from another team, like in college football. Maybe that doesn't happen in the NBA. But certainly money would not be an object in terms of hiring a coach if the Pelicans are really serious about staying in New Orleans and being a successful team here. The Pelicans did say when they fired Willie Green that they were looking to find a coach who could shake up the organization and reset the culture. And I would agree with that. It's a great message, but is it only a message? So I'm concerned about the Pelicans staying here. I hope they do, because I love the Pelicans and I love the team. I love the team being here. I don't think they're going to be a cohesive team until they get a new coach. And I don't know why, but I just think that maybe subconsciously the players, you know, just don't feel like everything's in order with an interim coach. And I don't think a new coach is going to suddenly change everything, but a new coach is going to, in my opinion, and certainly should, solidify the team. And by not appearing to be aggressively searching for a new coach, it only causes fans to ask questions, fans like me to ask questions. Well, are they really not serious? Do they really not want to spend money to get a new coach because ultimately they're going to leave? I mean, I hope they don't. And I do think New Orleans could be an NBA city in addition to an NFL city. But the team, the owner, the management of the Pelicans, they have to show the fans that they're serious. They have to show the fans that they're going to do what they can to produce a winner and not just, you know, make moves to make it seem like they're going to create a winner. That's kind of what the Saints did with Derek Carr and Dennis Allen. They did things to make it seem like they were, you know, creating a winning team just to get the attention of the fans, but they really weren't moving in that direction. So here we are, you know, starting over. But the sad truth about Zion is that his talent and ability are just phenomenal. His size and his speed and agility, I've said this many times, make him kind of a freak of nature in a positive way. And I wonder if his speed and agility, based on his size, I wonder if that makes him prone to injuries. Because you move that much weight around that quickly, that fast, maybe he's prone to injuries. You know, we talked about this just a moment ago. I talked about this with a caller. You know, we've all seen it with the Saints. I would hate to see Zion go on to another team and suddenly not be injured very often and just play incredible basketball. That could happen. I mean, I hope it doesn't. If that does happen, it's a slap in the face to New Orleans and New Orleans fans. But I guess the ultimate question is, can New Orleans be an NBA city? And I think yes. I'm not negative toward the Pelicans. I just think that there should be more done to, you know, build up the image of the Pelicans in this city. And I don't think that cost a lot of money, even though money is no object. You know, we're not talking about an owner that has financial issues. Money is no object. But they could re-image the Pelicans in this city, and a new coach would be the first step in that direction. So, you know, I don't know what's going on. I know there are players in the NBA who fake injuries because they just don't want to play or they want to take a break. This is a big conversation in the NBA, and I hope that's not the case with Zion. But at this point, I just have to wonder. All right. Also, it was on this day in 2018 that the controversy began with the song Baby, It's Cold Outside. A Cleveland radio station, WDOK-FM, was the first. And then there were Canadian stations and stations in America that pulled the song Baby, It's Cold Outside after the song was described as a date rape song. The song was written in 1944, and the essence of the song is this woman is over at this guy's house. They're drinking, and she wants to go home. And he says, it's cold outside. And basically, he's saying the roads are icy. I don't want you to be out there because it's cold outside. I want you to stay here. And he's trying to coerce her into staying. And she's wondering about what are the neighbors going to say if I spend the night? I mean, again, this was a long time ago when these things mattered and people were not spending the night with each other. It's different today. So back then, the song was about this guy trying to convince this woman to stay over and have another drink. And this was during the hashtag MeToo movement. And somebody decided this was a date rape song because the guy's trying to date rape her by getting her to stay and giving her liquor, and then he's going to boink her. I guess that's what it came down to. So I want you to hear part of the original. This is part of the original song, and this was done by Dean Martin. And again, the song was written in 1944, but here is the original, one of the original versions of Baby, It's Cold Outside. So he's, you know, trying to convince her to stay. You know, you don't want to go out there. Baby, it's cold outside. Just, you know, stay here with me and let me boink you and everything's going to be fine. So that was the criticism of the song that began on this day in 2018. There was a new version of the song that was done by John Legend and Kelly Clarkson. They changed some of the lyrics, and I don't know if this is the song. We're going to play part of that song now. I don't know if this is the one, but I know that one of the songs, the versions that had the new lyrics in it, had to do with, baby, it's your body, it's your choice, you know, you can decide to stay, you can go home. By the way, I'll call you a ride. So instead of the guy trying to get her to stay, he's ready to call her for, ready to call a ride for her to get home. So here's a part of the Baby It's Cold Outside version from John Legend and Kelly Clarkson. Now look, I'm all for guys being respectable, but I didn't find the original version to be a date rape song. I didn't find it to be, you know, that offensive, but I can see how some people, you know, kind of exaggerated what was going on there and thought it was a date rape song, because at no time did he really keep her there. I mean, she still had a choice, and she still ultimately made the choice, I guess, to stay in the end. But, you know, they did change the lyrics to make it more woke, I guess you might say. I'm okay with the woke version. It's an updated version of more a modern interpretation of the message there. But I didn't think the original was a date rape song. All right, I'm Scoot. Kevin Todd is coming up next on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we got a rainy afternoon in New Orleans, and it's going to be a rainy day tomorrow and into a Saturday morning as well. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. Hey, I don't let the rain bother me. We've had some drought conditions, so it's nice to have the rain and just, I don't know, find a comfortable, warm place to be and hang out there. All right, time to talk to our friend Kevin Todd, the CEO of thesportsbrokers.com. He is the guy who gives our audience a free pick, and he's also the guy who can help you turn betting into a business. Kevin, good afternoon.
How you doing, Scoot? Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Had a very good Thanksgiving. How about you?
I had a great one, too. And let me tell you, tonight's matchup is one of the best matchups on Thursday Night Football for the entire year. This has huge implications. We have Dallas at Detroit. And like always, Scoot, I want to earn the business of all your listeners. And let me tell them something. I love tonight's matchup between Dallas at Detroit. In fact, I'm so confident that I'm going to win this game that if I don't win this game, I'm going to give them the entire month of December, all the bowl games, absolutely free. But let me tell you, folks, that's not going to happen because I am going to win tonight's game between Dallas at Detroit. I'm going to give you the information for free. All you need to do is pick up the phone and dial 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. You can go to my website. You can opt in, and a broker will call you back. I am looking for serious players, Scoot, that want to treat this like a business.
Kevin, I've been really busy. You know, I've had some things going on in my life off the air, and I've been really distracted and busy, and I haven't done it yet. But either later today or this weekend, I'm going to call in and I'm going to start up with you. And I can't wait to get started because your record, particularly on Thursday night, is impeccable. Now, nobody gets it right all the time, but your winning percentage is amazing, especially on Thursday nights. And I agree with you. Tonight, Dallas is a team that looks like they're really coming up. Detroit looks like they might be faltering a little bit, but the game is in Detroit. So I can't wait to call in and get that free pick from you. And the number's 888-320-7517. 888-320-7517. And then I know that you work with people to try to turn betting into a business.
That's right. Basically what I do, my motto is I turn outcomes into incomes. I am documented 19-8 on Thursday Night Football dating back to last season. I'm telling you, folks, if you've been listening to me all season and you want to make money, you want to treat it like a business, all you have to do is pick up the phone and dial 888-320-7517. I'm giving you tonight's game between Dallas and Detroit absolutely free. I'm going to teach you money management. I'm going to show you how to make money. The only way to make money, Scoot, in this business is less games, more money, quality over quantity. I release anywhere between 4 to 6, at the most 7 games in a week, and I have my clients move as much as they can on this game. And let me tell you, tonight, my clients are moving 4 to 5 times their normal wager on this game. If they were with me since week one, Scoot, a $500 player is up over $15,000. A $1,000 player is up over $30,000. I'm telling you, folks, this is the matchup of the entire year for Thursday night, because whoever loses this game is pretty much staying home for the playoffs. It's Dallas at Detroit. I've got such strong information on this game, folks. I guarantee I win, or I will give you the whole month of December absolutely free. But that's not going to happen, because I'm going to win.
And you know,
pick up the phone. You dial 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. You get tonight's game, Detroit. I'm Dallas, absolutely free. Or you can go to my website, opt in, and a broker will call you back.
All right, so this is what I love about you, Kevin. So you've got inside information, you've got inside circles, and you get the information. I can't believe you're so sure about the game tonight, because this is so competitive. And again, it is a situation where the loser probably stays home for the playoffs. So that's how important it is. And you're still that sure?
That's right. And let me tell you, you can say whatever you want about Dallas. Them getting rid of Mike Parsons has turned his team around. And let me tell you about this coach from Detroit. They call him Dan the Gamble because he likes to gamble. He likes to go for it on fourth down. But a lot of people don't know that the last 7 fourth downs that he went for, he's 0-7. And I'm telling you, folks, this is a phenomenal matchup. Both these teams are desperate for a win. I'm telling you, I've reached out to my sources. Sportsbook managers, professional gamblers, I'm telling you, I have the right side in this game. And if I don't, you get the whole month of December absolutely free. You pick up the phone, you dial 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. And as always, Scoot, I just don't come on the air and promote myself. I'm going to give your listeners a free winner. So I'm looking at this Indianapolis Colts on the road at Jacksonville. Right now, the Colts are -1.5. Now, since the Colts, everyone has been watching. They were one of the hottest teams. Since then, they've lost, like, I believe, 3 straight. They're going up against a hot Jacksonville team that have won 3 straight. And finally, they're back in first place since week one of the football season, Jacksonville. But let me tell you right now, don't look at that. Because right now, Jacksonville, their quarterback, his passing rating is 81.6, Scoot. He ranks number 32 in the entire football league in passing ratings. Danny Jones, in other words, he's number 9. He has a rating of 101.6. And let me tell you right now, Jacksonville is 2-13 against the spread, coming off a division road win. And let me tell you about the Colts. They're 8-2 against the spread, coming off a straight-up favorite loss at home. But the clincher here is that Trevor Lawrence, he's 1-5 against the spread in his career against teams that have an above 600 win percentage. Give me the Colts this weekend, -1.5, to bounce back and get that win that they need. But it's all about tonight, folks. This matchup tonight between Dallas and Detroit is huge. You want to make money? You give me a call right now at 888-320-7517. I'll show you how to treat it like a business.
Yeah, and also, you know, Kevin often does this, you know, toward the end of the month. He'll give you the rest of the month free. But look, it's December the 4th. So you've got the whole month free, as he just said, all the bowl games free from Kevin. if he's wrong about the bet tonight, and all you need to do is call 888-320-7517, 888-320-7517 to get the information.
That's correct. And let's say, Scoot, there's only, I think, four more Thursday night football games before Thursday night football is gone. And let me tell you, folks, when these games are isolated, this is when you get the best information. When there's only one game out there, the information comes in solid. You want to make money tonight? You give me a call at 888-320-7517. You get tonight's game, Dallas, Detroit, absolutely free.
And then also, you're just giving the audience right now the pick of take Indianapolis, take the Colts -1.5 against Jacksonville at Jacksonville this weekend.
That's correct. I like the Colts here to bounce back.
Okay. Kevin Todd, CEO of thesportsbrokers.com. You can also go to that website, thesportsbrokers.com. Thanks for being with us. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Scoot. I'll speak to you next Thursday.
All right. So he's got the goods on the game tonight. Big game, Dallas and Detroit. And also the free pick for the weekend is Indianapolis -3.5 against Jacksonville. All right, here's my favorite version of this song, Baby It's Cold Outside. Rod Stewart and Dolly Parton. What a pair. I mean, Rod Stewart and Dolly Parton as a duet. That's what I meant. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. And, you know, we know Rod Stewart, and we know what his intent is in
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This song. Yeah, we're going to have rain for a couple of days. This is a little bit unusual for this part of the country. It's a low in the Gulf of Mexico. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, isn't this the situation that created the snow earlier this year? It was a low in the Gulf combined with the Arctic air coming down from Canada. Now, we don't have the Arctic air. It's not cold enough, but I think this was the weather setup that created the snow. I wonder if we have this later this year when it's colder. I mean, I hope so. I know everybody doesn't like the snow, but look, it's so unusual for us. It's really fun. I wrote a blog about our show yesterday, the Radiothon from Manning Family Children's, and it's titled, Our Radiothon Reminds Us There Are More Good People Than Bad People. And, you know, check that out, especially if you gave. I'd love for you to read this. It's also posted on Scoot on the Air Facebook if you want to comment. But we thank all of you who gave. And our show, once again, just, you know, we did our job in bringing in donations. And I just personally thank all of you from our show who gave. And our audience has just been incredible over the years of doing this. And I love you. And we can always count on you to come forward with just great, great donations, helping out just a really great facility. Manning Family Children's, and you never know, God forbid, if you'd ever need it. But you donated to something that you might need at some point. I hope not, but it's there if you need it, and it's there for a lot of people. All right, let's go to David in California. Hey, David, thanks for hanging on.
Oh, thanks, Scoot. Yeah, I heard you talking a while back about the ice in town.
The Catahoula Crunch.
Right. Yeah, and you also mentioned Portland. By coincidence, I was up in Portland last week, and I didn't see a sign of ice either at all. I mean, they were just flat missing. But the similarity is it rained the whole time. So I'm wondering if the rain that you're about to get is going to keep ice at bay.
I don't know. Do they have do they have raincoats? I mean, I know the ice agents are not so sweet. They're going to melt in the rain. We know that. But do they have raincoats? I mean, I guess they do.
Sure they do, but the idea of mockery and being able to go to a coffee shop, it was pretty chilly up there, you know, in the 40s, the whole time.
Yeah, it can be cold.
They're not welcome. But what I was also, I told the screener that in historical terms, there were what was called letters of mark and reprisal. And that was during the old days of the pirates. And the kings would give the pirates a letter of mark to authorize them to capture things for the king. And if I remember right, and I'm trying to remember if it was Bluebeard or Blackbeard, when he went on trial, he said that he had a letter of mark, and there was no proof that he did. And there got to be a whole lot of finger pointing. So it kind of creates the same situation as what Hegseth is doing right now with killing people in the, you know, with these drones in near Venezuela, that whether or not these letters of mark, the authorization to just go kill people and for the president, there's going to be a lot of finger pointing. So I would suggest the lawyers in the audience take a look at this, the historians, the people who have the ability to challenge the validity. And I think I've mentioned on your show before that I believe Donald Trump is very much organized crime. And when he moves into an area, he's basically setting up a territory for organized crime. You may have old gangs there, but he's setting up a territory for his gang. And so there's going to be any number of different battles going on, you know, whether it's one gang against Trump's gang or whether it's the lawyers that are trying to have some civility. You know, New Orleans being a port city, it's not going to be a pretty picture if all of a sudden, you know, there's wartime logic and that safe cargo can't get safely into port because of Trump's criminality. Mm.
I don't think that's going to happen. David, I always appreciate your calls, and I appreciate that you listen to the show in San Francisco. You know, I don't see Trump being involved in organized crime. I don't see, but I understand the point that you're saying. And I do question ICE. I question the National Guard. I question possibly the president's attempt to create a national police force, which, in my opinion, is really scary because the police are supposed to protect the people, not act at the whim of the president, whoever the president is. That's how dictatorships are created. You get law enforcement, you get the military on your side against the people. But I don't see the organized crime of connection as specifically as you do. Let's go to the Smoothie King Center. I got time for a quick comment from Derek. Derek, thanks for hanging on. Welcome. Hello, Derek. All right, sounds like we lost Derek. Derek wanted to make a comment about the Pelicans. There's a lot to comment concerning the Pelicans, and I'm concerned because I want the team to be here. And I just think that some of the things that are going on cause me to question. And look, I don't blame people for not wanting to go to Pelicans games if there doesn't seem to be a commitment. Now, I know that they're going to say there's a commitment, but actions are more powerful than words. You can say there's a commitment, but when you're not appearing to talk much about a new coach, when you're just kind of letting that seemingly slide, when Zion is constantly out, You know, I wonder what's going on with the team. And this is just based on what I see as a fan. And we're going to come back to wrap up the show, and we're going to go to break here with the Christmas song from the Molly Ringwalds, because it's Christmas time. And, you know, I love when there's a new Christmas song that comes out, especially a new Christmas song that's a good one. And this one is. And you can find this on Spotify and wherever you download music. And I would add this to your Christmas listening list, because it's Christmas time by the Molly Ringwalds. It's an original new Christmas song. And I think over time, this is going to be a classic. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, it's a weekend kickoff with Mike Dettelier, Steve Geller, live from the Treasure Chest Casino in Kenner today. That should be fun. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Dan Barron, Chris Miller, Courtney P., and I thank all of you for being part of this show. Hey, be careful in this weather. I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.